This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
So I take a little break. Obviously got to rest the voice a little bit. And I tell you, since I had the laryngitis 2 weeks ago and then trying to recover, I haven't completely recovered yet. And
you haven't had two or three days completely off.
Yeah, no.
You've been no more than what?
No, it's
24 hours last Sunday maybe, and that was it.
And it's meetings every day, and it's employees every day. And so it's like I don't stop talking. So it doesn't really, you know, it's just, it's crazy. I went to the little boy's room. And on my way there, they're playing music. They always got music in the lobby, obviously. And they're playing Somebody's Baby from Jackson Brown. And it's like there are just certain songs that you just hear. And right away, it's just all I think about is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's all I think about. The 280ZX.
Getting picked up in the 280, exactly.
280ZX, what's her name? What's the cutie?
Jennifer Jason Lee.
Jennifer Jason Lee. That's it. And all of that. It just you know, conjures up those memories.
Being in a dugout, looking up and seeing butthole surfers on the roof.
Yes. Yes. Just crazy, dude. And I'm sure channel surfing on YouTube this weekend. When I go through the part of the movie channels, I bet y'all run into Fast Times at one point or another because, you know, there's not a lot of new stuff out there, so there's a lot of regenerating and putting everything that they've had. And a lot of the classic movies like that are being played because they can't miss with that stuff. You know, people will always stop and watch it.
Actually, you're on the Showtime Cinema, all that, blah, 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 FX. It was St. Elmo's Fire and Fast Times, like about a month this past 2030, whatever, since October, it has actually been the Breakfast Club and the 16 Candles are getting their turn.
Don't put it past them.
Hey, man, you know what? Those are those movies that wherever you grab it, whatever the next scene is, like, here, I'm going to catch this scene.
Always.
You know?
Always, man. It's crazy. By the way, I do got to give you my picks. And also, we could do, you know, one of the things that I don't do enough is maybe have a little free for all with you guys where you can ask me anything about sports, life, radio business, whatever. I don't give a crap. You guys know me. I'm brutally honest about my entire life, good or bad, whatever. I'm imperfect, and I know I always will be imperfect. So I'm going to make mistakes like you and like everybody else. So I'm not, you know, I'm not ever one that shies away from talking about that I'm not perfect or anything like that. So just to kind of have a little fun on Friday, if you guys got any kind of questions you want to ask me, something that's been on your mind, something you want to find out about sports or this business or anything else that I'm doing or we're doing or whatever.
How many licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
That too. You can do that. We can give you the info on that. So send it in on the YouTube chat board, on the text line at 786-322-1105. If you want to send it in on Twitter, you can also send it in on Twitter at Big O Show. Many ways to reach out to us here on the program. And you can always get in. Aaron Jones, by the way, coming across here, out with the calf injury. The running back has not practiced all week. So any of you fantasy ladies or gents out there that have Aaron Jones, you can actually you can get ahead of that right now and try to pick somebody else up. Let's see what else. Edelman on the IR now. Yep, he had a small procedure. He's not supposed to be out very long, so we'll see if he does come back or not.
But with this, I mean, they need a win, obviously, in playing Buffalo. They need every guy, and he is their best receiver.
Yeah.
Compounded by the fact like you said, they're trying to sell everybody. How you can you sell Edelman right now coming off surgery?
No.
Right?
No, he's
right?
too old.
I mean,
he's too worn down now to sell. At this point, nobody's going to want him. Unless he becomes a free agent at the end of the year, and then Brady says, hey, bring him in so I can have a possession receiver for a year. Something like that I can see. I can see him playing for the Bucs next year. Josh Ritter says, given contracts and play, who would you rather have on your team, X or Gilmore? That's a great question. I mean, really, Gilmore over X, because the knee stuff does not exist and the domestic issues don't exist. So the safer pick is Gilmore. They're both great. You still have great corners. Whichever one you got is going to be able to get the job done. It's just a matter of who's got the less baggage. And clearly, it's Gilmore.
If you take the off-field situation out of the equation and you talk strictly between on the field, who would you rather have, O?
Oh, no, X.
Right?
Yes.
I think he's more...
Yes.
He's more a ball hawk.
No, I love X. But I'm just going with baggage.
You have to factor that in, man.
Unfortunately. If we're just talking about play, yeah, I'm going to go X. Mike Mars says, you don't need a mask. It's required, sir. And I'm out of business. I just walked to the bathroom. I went through the lobby. Mike, I get it, bro. There's a certain section of really ignorant people in this country about the mask, and they've also been so ignorant that they've politicized it. And that's fine, dude, if that's what you want to do. But that's the reason why we're losing 1,000 Americans a day, and people like you are the reason why we're losing 1,000 Americans a day. That's all. Anybody that makes the mask some kind of a burden, you're a freaking loser. That's all. I think I'm pretty clear now, right? I think I've kind of explained it, right? Do you have any favorite teams outside the Miami area? I mean,
You used to.
Well, yeah, when I lived in San Francisco for a short time, I rooted for the Giants there, and I was rooting for the local teams because I was going to be a part of that community for a short time. So I figured I'd root for them, but I still actually had all my TVs at home. I was at that place in Tiburon, and I had all the tickets so I can see everybody else back home in Miami. But not really. I'll tell you this. I'll root for the Jags and I'll root for Tampa. I will. I won't. They're not like favorite teams of mine, but I don't have anything against those kind of teams. The Magic, I don't. I don't know why, but it's just something that I don't. I can't root for the Magic. I don't have anything against the Rays. I don't have anything against what other teams?
Lightning.
I don't root for the Lightning. They're too good. They don't need my help. So I need my Panthers to
take a page from their.
I can't do it. But no, not really favorite teams. No, dude, I'm all Miami. When we didn't have Inter, then I was rooting for Orlando City. Before Orlando City, I was rooting for the Portland Timbers. But once we have Inter, I dropped all of those. So I used to be a Phillies, Sixers, and Flyers fan before we had the Marlins, the Heat, and the Panthers. Once we got our own teams, then I dropped those. I was never an Eagles fan because I always had the Dolphins. So, no, not really. I don't really have favorite teams. Barcelona. If you want to, like, go international, Barcelona. Okay? And Arsenal. Barcelona in one league, Arsenal in the Premiership. Okay? That would be those are my two favorite teams outside of Miami teams right there. Where's your stash? Oh. Yeah, I shaved. So I'm trimming my goatee, right?
Did you screw up?
I screwed up.
That's it. Just got to go.
So I had to go. So I'm trimming my goatee, right? Because it was getting a little thick. And then I took off the trimmer and I started touching up, you know, the part that, so it doesn't get on your lip, right? So I trim it right above the lip, right? And so then I look at my beard again and I go, you know, I need to trim it just a little bit more. It's a little thick. And I forgot to put the trimmer and I went like this and it took off a whole patch. And I was like, oh, I screwed up. So I had to shave the whole damn thing.
You know, you could have said something like...
That happened to me this morning. I'm such an idiot.
You could have said it's Halloween.
No.
Freddy Krueger got one of his blades on me, and look how close.
Look at
my reaction.
It was actually funny because I was looking at it. I was like, oh, God, now I got to shave the whole thing off.
The
good thing is that I'm a hairy bastard, so, like, in a week, I'll have it right back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's not a big... And you wear the mask, so people really can't tell. You could tell because you caught me when I would lower and drink my water, so my goatee was gone. You know what I mean?
Listeners are super observant, bro.
They observe everything, bro.
I can remember the
first... They know everything going on.
I remember the first time I grew the beard, blah, and then went down to the goatee, and obviously we're, both hairy people, so to come, you could grow a goatee, like, in 5, 6, 7 days. It's there.
Oh, yeah.
To be cut.
Yes.
And I can remember the first time that, like, okay, it's been, 6, 8 months, blah, let's shave it. And realizing it's easier to shave your whole face clean than it is to get into the detail cut in your goatee and everything.
Yes.
It is easier just to take it all off. Man.
Yes, you're right. Big O, do you have an injury report for the fish? I don't have it right now. I'll try to pull it up for you if you want. Let me see. What else do we have? I have always wondered if you have a second team in the NFL. If not, which team would you pick? If not the Fins, and why? Bucks, Florida, West Coast, closer to here. I'm hometown, bro. I'm hometown about everything. I told you,
neighborhood.
Remember,
I told
you I was rooting for the Portland Timbers because we didn't have anything here in the state. Then when we got Orlando City SC, I watched them for a couple of years and rooted for them. Now that we've got our team, I dropped Orlando City and now I hate them. So it's a whole different ballgame now. But usually I stay somewhere close to our vicinity there. Let's see, what else do we have here? Troy Ortiz says, just a couple years ago, I thought our local teams were hopeless to win a championship anytime soon. Now look at us. In your opinion, who wins one first? If we get Giannis, I say if you get Giannis, obviously they eat. For sure, dude. If you could get Giannis, because we'll make him a better shooter here too. Let's see, who's closer? I know it doesn't look like it now, but Inter can get pretty close to a title. They just need some chemistry into next year. I don't think next year the Heat is winning a title because they won't have Giannis. It'll be the summer after, so it'll be 2 seasons from now. The Dolphins, I think, are 2 years away from being a Super Bowl contender because I think next year when Tua starts, we'll have a good year in the playoffs, but I think it's the year after that, to his third year, where we really take off, I think. Panthers are nowhere near a Stanley Cup right now. All depends on what Zito does with them. But we're a ways away. Marlins are a ways away. Dude, I'm going to say Inter is slightly closer because they can go and get another DP if they want. If they want to move Pizarro and get another stud. And I think they can build the team up again and add certain pieces to make them better. I'm going to go Inter next year, the Heat the year after that, and then the Dolphins. Okay.
Weren't the Hurricanes baseball team ranked really high?
We're talking about pros. I'm not talking about college.
I count my Canes.
No,
man.
I know, but I'm not.
I know how you feel about college baseball. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I get you.
It's been since 2001 since we won a title in baseball.
I get you, but
and obviously breaking that record of continuous postseason appearances. What was it?
I get it.
The fact that we messed that up, unacceptable. Morris, you got to go.
But it's college baseball. It doesn't really create any kind of buzz anywhere. You know what I mean?
Canes love, bro. Sorry, man.
Yeah. No, I got you. I'm just being honest that that's not going to move anything, move the needle. Big O, going to light one up. Come back chilling out. All right? Light it up. Enjoy. Oh, you said I was going to go light it up. Oh, okay. At a dealership. Okay. I love it. Let's see. Hey, they should make a law about mask. If you hold an event without a mask and someone gets sick and dies, should go to jail for involuntary manslaughter. I like that. I like that because you are being irresponsible in spreading it. So hells to the yeah. Troy says, you don't look like yourself without the goatee. Okay, I look a little different. What do I look like? Oh no, did I open up something? Julius 305 giving us some love on the super chat. Thank you, Julius. He says great show this morning. Appreciate it. Michelle was terrific, and Will Mansell also was on the show. GP Trap says, it doesn't look bad. You look younger. That's always what I get, that I always look younger because it's like a salt and pepper, you know, a goatee, so makes me look even older. James says, I'm a bearded guy, and when that happens to me and I have to shave it all off, no one recognizes me and says, I look like a thumb. Raging Dolphin Maniac says, as a Dolphin forever, I have to root for the Giants. That win over the Evil Empire Pats cemented it for me. Okay, I can see that. Where you got a little affection for them for taking down the Pats. I can get that. Benjamin says, we re-sign Shaheen through 2022. Yes, sir. Dougie Fresh says, what up, O? Is a witness protection program with that disguise? What did you do? I hope you did not use your Tom Tom Club on some fool. Old people music reference. It looks good, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Little Tom Tom Club. Yes.
Wanna
what you
going to
do when
fun?
You get out of jail?
Want to have some fun?
I'm going to have
fun.
Some fun. What do you consider fun? I like it. That is a great beat. I mean, that's a great, great song, period. Tom Tom Club nailed it with that one. Such a great song. That's a song that never gets old, ever. Any moment that I hear that song, I crank it. Love that song. You guys are crazy with advocating for government mandates on masks. Government mandated anything is a bad precedent. Pick up the history books. I love how people like Mike think we're stupid enough of a country that we're going to end up like a third world country. It's freaking amazing. Do you all know that we live in America? Do you guys realize that? So if they put a mandate on masks, what does that mean? That all of a sudden we're going to become communist? I love the ridiculous extremes. Dude, we're not Cuba. Okay? I can say this because I'm Cuban, all right? I got Cuban parents. We're not going to get suckered like other countries have in the past. That's not us. So whether it's Democrats or Republicans, none of them are ever going to be able to get away with that. So I'm not sure what world you think you're living in, what country you think you're living in, but we would raise hell and there'd be a civil war in this country if anybody tried to control us. Okay? So I'm not sure, but Mike, I guess you don't have enough balls to be a real American because we're not controlled. And mandating a mask is about intelligence. It's about protecting each other. It's about doing something good for your fellow American because we're going to protect each other by not infecting each other or doing our best to not infect each other by maintaining social distance and wearing a mask. If you're mandating it, it's because you're doing something for the greater good of mankind, my man. It has nothing to do with Fidel Castro Part 2 taking over the U.S. I love how one party likes to play with the minds of mental midgets. Because you are a mental midget if you think we can turn into Venezuela or Cuba in this country. I mean, dude, do you know anything about our history? Do you know what it is to be an American? Let's not take the extremes of fighting for freedom and wearing a mask so we don't spread a pandemic. And sometimes the law needs to be in place, Mike, because people are too freaking stupid and ignorant to actually follow common sense. Mike, my brother, you have no idea what the definition of being an American is. Nothing. If you think we can end up like a third world country, you're an idiot. Any of you out there, if you think we can end up like Cuba, you're a freaking moron. Okay? That will never happen in this country. We are the beacon of freedom. We will always be that. But separate, compartmentalize things. Don't be a mental midget and allow people to feed you a bunch of BS. Like we're going to become Venezuela. And if you're that stupid to believe that, I feel sorry for you, dude. Or woman. God. Jesus. Can we get back to the Tom Tom Club? My Lord.
There's actually, you know, those people out there that want you to continue the ripping, brother.
Oh, whatever. He says, oh, you could do the best by advocating, not asking government to mandate. Brother, sometimes you got to mandate it. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean you're a socialist or a communist or you're doing anything that's wrong. You got to mandate it. I'm sorry.
Look at the numbers. The numbers have been yo-yoing. Yo-yoing back up. Come on, man.
Hey, Mike, aren't you mandated to stop at a stop sign? Aren't you mandated to stop at a red light? Huh? I'm sorry, because aren't you mandated to pay taxes? I'm trying to figure it out. Need to see my eyes on this, Mike? Talk to me, baby. Aren't you mandated to do a lot of things in life? Last time I checked, you're mandated to wait till the arrow is green to turn, correct? You're mandated that when you go buy something at the store, you got to pay a state tax, right? Aren't you mandated to do a lot? If you want to take a flight, aren't you mandated to be there at a specific time to get on the plane? And if you get there a half hour late, plane's gone? You're mandated to do a lot of things, Mike. Grow the hell up, dude. You know, maybe read a couple books. Learn what it is to be an American. Learn what it takes to be a decent human being, because that's what we're asking when we ask you to wear a mask. Be a decent human being. We're not trying to keep anybody down, because you can't keep us down. We're Americans. You have no idea, Mikey. I guess you don't. I'm sure you have no idea what it's like to be an American. You have no idea what the definition is of being an American. We don't get suckered, dude. We don't do that. We don't play that game. But if you want to be a mental midget and you want to believe that mandating a mask is going to lead to anything else, I mean, come on, dude. Come on. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, the problem is guys like Mike, brother, you need common sense, not smoking the sense. My God. Oh, it's mandating. Oh, they're going to make us a communist state. I'm going to be locked in my house. I'm going to have to make a four-block line for sugar. My Lord. Big O, it's like some people are following a cult. Nothing will change their minds, if you know what I mean. Oh, amen to that, bro. Amen to that. Name a cherry buffalo stance. True underrated song. And how about Malcolm McLaren with the Buffalo Dance, right? Or the Buffalo whatever it is? Call of Duty goes, I'm glad I didn't miss the daily COVID rant. I haven't had one of those in a while, Call of Duty. That has.
No, we're glad you haven't, bro, because you haven't had the voice to really go there, okay? Oh,
man. Ray goes, Big O, don't waste your time with the one-sided mentality of the clueless putts. It is. It's such a terrible point of view, bro. It just seems so weak. Also, all these people, oh, you make us wear a mask, and we're gonna end up like you see some of the Cuban people and the Venezuelan people, and then you got the Republican Party just feeding them crap. Hey, you're going to end up in this country like Venezuela and like Cuba. And it's like, where do you live, dude? Like, you think we can end up like that? The hell out of here, bro. Every one of us would give our lives up for the freedom. We would raise hell. Like, we're going to become some kind of country like that. Give me a freaking break. Big O, today's my birthday. I'm 33. That's Ramona. So excited for Sunday. Can't wait to see them play and beat some Rams. But all I want for my birthday is for the Dolphins to win the AFC East. Can't wait to see Tua. Well, first of all, Ramona.
Happy birthday.
That's the most important part. Thank you for always checking us out and supporting us, Ramona. We love you for that. Happy birthday. Hopefully one day we'll get to meet at an event somewhere. I'm sure, you know, down the line, Onside Radio will have some events that you guys can come by and check it out. But Ramona, I think you're going to get a win on your birthday. I do. I'm picking the Dolphins to win this week. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be a really tight win, a close win. I even think if the Dolphins lose, it'll be a really, really close loss. I think Miami's going to play a hell of a game. I really do. I like our coaching staff, prepared for 2 weeks. I love Tua. I think he's a hell of a player. I think he's going to turn into a heck of a quarterback. You all know I only worry about one thing with Tua, and that's his health. That's the only thing I worry about with Tua. Health. Outside of that, I don't worry about anything else. I think the kid's going to go out there. I think the kid's going to play well. I think the kid's smart. I think he's going to make positive plays for this team. I don't think he's going to be turning over the ball left and right. All of that. I really like Miami this week. I do. In fact, why don't we do this? Why don't we give you our picks of the week here? We are 10-11 right now against the number, and I like four games in this slate. First of all, I'm going to go with the Raiders and the Browns, and no, I'm not going to go with the Browns and give the 2.5 points since they are favored by 2.5 points. The Browns usually fail me when I do that, but they've got injuries everywhere on that team. The corners – on that team, the starting corners are banged up. I like the over in this game of 50.5. I like the Browns offense without Odell right now. I think it has more balance, and I think Baker plays a little better without Odell and the pressure of getting him the ball. Of course, you're better with him because you've got some big playability, but right now there seems to be a little more balance with the offense when Odell's not there. So I'm going to count on that balance to produce points, and it's not like the Raiders' defense is a shutdown defense, and I think the Browns also can be scored on. So I'm going over 50.5. Love it. Tennessee, -6 against Cincinnati. Joe Burrow's taking a beating. I think he will continue to take a beating. I think Derrick Henry will pound the hell out of Cincinnati. I don't think Cincinnati is going to keep this within a touchdown. I think they lose by 10 points or more in this game. I think Tennessee controls it. They're -6. I'm going to go with Tennessee, lay the points against Cincinnati. They win by at least a touchdown or more. I think they win by 10 points. You win that game. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's at Baltimore. The Ravens are favored by 3.5. The passing game for the Ravens has not been anything to really be impressed with. Pittsburgh has had a lot of balance with their offense. They've got a solid running game, not a great running game, but they've got a lot of young weapons around Ben, and he's done a nice job of spreading the ball around. I'm going to go with the dog here on the road. I'm going to go Pittsburgh +3.5. I think they shock Baltimore, and they beat Baltimore at home and hand them a close loss, which doesn't matter because you're getting 3.5 as it is. Pittsburgh +3.5. Final game, I gave it away already. Rams are favored by 4. I'm going Dolphins +4 on this one. I think the Dolphins are better than most people think. I think people are underestimating the Dolphins. I think they don't give Miami's coaching staff a lot of credit. They've got 2 weeks to prepare, and I think Tua is going to be an intelligent quarterback out there. I think he'll do enough to help them win the game and not lose it. So I'm going to go Tua and the Dolphins +4 against the Rams. So here's the recap. Dolphins +4, Tennessee -6, over 50.5 with Raiders and Browns, and Pittsburgh +3.5 against Baltimore. So I'm taking two dogs, a favorite, and the over. That's what I'm doing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll come back for the home stretch, by the way. We'll take your questions also on the chat board, on the text line, 786-322-1105, on Twitter, at Big O Show. We are coming to you live from Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines, the finest Acura dealership on the planet. Tell them that Big O sent you. They will take care of you. Back for the final segment right here on the Big O Show.
America's premium sport compact sedan is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. 2020 ILX, $199 a month, $199 at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth, or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you. 305-821-0231 or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got Legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.